Good morning. Freedom of the press is one of the most precious of our rights. Without this, how would the majority of the world, and even our own country, know what the government and other governments are doing? To ask what it would be like without this privilege, you can look to countries like Syria or Uzbekistan. These country citizens have all of their news created and approved by the government. Citizens who try finding the truths are in danger. If you thought the government was giving you all information, you were wrong, according to Trevor Tim of the Freedom of the Press Foundation. U.S. intelligence agencies under every administration have tried to stop these whistleblowers and the reporters who have those whistleblowers as sources. There have been more attempts to crack down on those who expose the truths of the government. Cuba during the missile crisis of the 1960s and even now has very poor freedom of press. Cuba has the most restrictive laws on freedom of the press in the Western world. The government only allows journalism if it conforms to the aims of a socialistic society. Worldwide, in 2005, more than 500 journalists were jailed or arrested. They were considered threats to the government they were reporting on. As Unitarian Universalists, we value a free and responsible search for truth and meaning, keeping news outlets and journalists free to seek truth and tell it to the world fits that value.